these protests. First of all, the murder. Why did they have him on the ground when he'd already been peacefully detained? What happened in the 10 minutes between his arrest and his death? Why did the officer purposefully kneel on his neck for such an extended period despite people yelling at him that he was killing him? Why does this angle not show any people yelling? Is it just a coincidence that the killing that sparked off the Black Lives Matter riots involved a police officer taking a knee? Why aren't there any actual paramedics in this ambulance? Why didn't they check his vitals or try to resuscitate him? Why are there state troopers loading him into the ambulance? Did Chauvin and Floyd really work together for 17 years? Did they have some sort of previous conflict? Is this cop really Chauvin's brother-in-law? And why did Chauvin's neighbor think he was a realtor? How does a local cop afford an upscale winter house in Florida? What's this little white thing that Floyd dropped? Why are there conflicting reports about the cause of death? Why is the coroner the same one that did the autopsy for Jeffrey Epstein and JFK? And Martin Luther King Jr., seriously? Why did the Houston police chief say that most of the violence was being done by white people?
Because these little white guys with their skateboards are the ones that started all the everywhere.
When 95% of the arrests in Houston were people of color, is a mayor tearing down a Confederate statue on Monday really that different than protesters tearing it down on Sunday? If it's better to let rioters destroy buildings because they're just things and things can be replaced.
A building, a window, a door, the property within it can easily be replaced.
What does this mean for the irreplaceable artifacts of history?
Burn this motherfucker to the ground!
Who's really behind these riots? Is it white people? The Russians? Anarchists? Is it the cops? Are the cops rioting? Whoever it is, why did they burn a church? Why did the Bishop of Washington, D.C. seem angrier that Trump held up a Bible than she did that rioters tried to burn her church down? What are the national security implications of documents being looted from government buildings? Why is this guy celebrating the burning of a $40 million affordable housing project? Why do people keep advocating looting and then getting all squeamish when it comes to their neighborhood? If coronavirus is really as deadly as we've been told for the last 3 months, do these riots represent an existential crisis? Are millions and millions of people going to die because of this? Are these riots the equivalent of a nuclear exchange? How different would these riots be if gun control had been passed? Is this kind of what hell is like? How in the hell do you convince tens of thousands of people that InfoWars burned a homeless man's belongings when you post a video that literally shows Antifa doing it? Does this look like an InfoWars logo to you? How do people actually believe this riot is the work of white nationalists? Is everyone f***ing crazy? How did a historically illiterate propaganda piece published less than a year ago come to completely redefine the foundation of America? How many times have you heard the term
400 years of oppression
during these riots? What do these rioters actually want? Are politicians just going to use this to pass some socialist bullshit that only makes the problem worse? If my car is surrounded by people attempting to smash the windows, should I not start driving? What's wrong with white women?
Come out today and to bring you on your knees because you have white privilege.
White women, is everything okay? Has something gone terribly wrong with you, white women? Why do the people chanting "Eat the Rich" seem wealthier than me? Why does this looter have a $300,000 Rolls Royce? Why is everyone referring to a 34-year-old who just shot someone as an unarmed 13-year-old? Why did this reporter play gunshot sounds on his phone during a live broadcast? If this protest is about fighting back against police officers who kill unarmed citizens, then why are these protesters chanting "Free Mohammed Noor"?
Free Mohammed Noor! Free that man right now! Thank you, you're welcome.
That's a cop who murdered an unarmed civilian. Who placed all these piles of bricks around? Who's this umbrella guy who shows up, starts breaking windows, and leaves? Who's this guy paying young black kids to loot? Why does the media keep saying George Soros is not funding unrest when their own publications have talked about it for years? What could you do with $18 billion? Why is everyone so focused on Soros funding Antifa when he's bankrolled Black Lives Matter since the beginning?
If you have any kind of brain, you know BLM is endorsed by the Soros in the Clinton family. If you have any kind of a brain, you know that those same people don't give a damn about you, don't give a damn about black people, don't give a damn, they're exploiting the black plight.
Why are there instruction manuals from Alexander Soros' organization Friends of Democracy detailing exactly how Black Lives Matter protests are controlled? Why do they list their ideal outcome as being a feedback loop of violence to bring about martial law? Is Antifa a group of anti-fascist heroes saving the world from tyranny? Did they storm the beaches of Normandy? Is Antifa an African-American organization?
Antifa is widely perceived as an African-American organization.
Are they too small to really matter, or are they a well-organized nationwide force? Does Antifa really even exist? Also, wasn't Antifa already labeled domestic terrorists in 2017? Who's Jamal Green, and why does he have connections to local Minneapolis news?
What's your name?
Jamal Green.
Nice to meet you, man.
Nice to meet you. Good friends of Carol Eggers. You know Carol Eggers?
Yeah.
Is this the woman he's referring to, Carol Eggers? Why is the producer for NBC Nightly News seemingly in coordination with paid leftist activists?
I'm an activist out of Chicago.
No kidding. When did you come down?
2 days ago.
What do you make of it?
Lead.
Isn't it a federal crime to travel between states for the purpose of organizing riots? I guess he's the CEO of Majesty Marketing, but is that even a real company? Where do they get their millions of dollars to invest in small businesses? Why do they give so much money to progressive causes? Is this just political money laundering? Is it okay that every single one of the St. Louis looters and rioters who were arrested were immediately released by prosecutor Kim Gardner? Is it worth noting that Kim Gardner's campaign was funded by George Soros? How about the 650 arrests in New York City who will be immediately released because of the bail reform law? Do we even have a government anymore, or should we be taking things into our own hands? If these rioters are permitted to operate by law enforcement, supported by politicians, funded by billionaires, encouraged by multinational corporations, bailed out by celebrities, released by prosecutors, and serve only to bring about authoritarian martial law, are they really anything other than the unwitting, useful idiot shock troops of global finance? And for the final question.
So which side are you going to choose? Which side are you going with? If you got to choose the smart side. I'm damn sure not to go about to go over there with Hillary and the Soros. Come on, you got to use your brain.